From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Caitlin Baker, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to our 524th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Caitlin Baker. Caitlin's music reflects the beauty of the Cumberland Mountains and ruggedness of the coal mining culture in which she was raised. With Caitlin tonight are Aaron Lee on guitar, Thomas Estep on guitar, Katie Griffin playing the fiddle and background vocals, and then Randy Nash, who will also be here doing background vocals and some percussion. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage our feature artist and her band, Caitlin Baker. Tame and gone with my heart.
And just like that wild raging river, I couldn't hold you back. And now that you're gone, I gotta be strong. Hey, I walked to that field of flowers where I first fell in love. And I'll dance beneath the starlight, and I'll feel your kiss like the morning dew. Your love was like that raging river, untamed and gone with my heart. And just like that wild raging river, I couldn't hold you back. And now that summer too hot, what is left is up and died. Our love burned out from a perfect flame, left behind no one to blame. Love has gone summer too hot, what is left is up and died. Our love burned out from a perfect flame, left behind no one to blame. You love us.
You're just joining us. You're listening to Red Barn Radio and our 524th recording of the program here from Lexington, Kentucky. And tonight, our guest is Caitlin Baker, and she's here with her band. Caitlin is from the part of Virginia that actually has a view of Kentucky. She's down there in that little corner down there, a place called Pound or Wise. And it sounds to me like a couple of your band members are from that area too. Is that right, Caitlin?
That is definitely right. We all live pretty close to one another, so it makes it pretty convenient when we need to get together and practice.
Would it work to have each of the band members, since you all seem to have a mic close by, could each of you...
I would love for them to.
Oh, yeah, let's get everybody talking.
Okay, my name is Aaron Lee, and I'm from Wise, Virginia, which is about 20 minutes from Caitlin. My favorite color is blue.
That wasn't one of the questions. And you're playing guitar. Aaron's playing guitar.
I am playing guitar.
He's usually playing electric, but we stuck him on the acoustic tonight for this type of setting. So.
Well, that was our hunch that you are the electric guitar guy because you were doing some of the leads there. Sounds very nice. Yeah.
My name's Thomas Estep, and I'm also from Wise, Virginia. So, like I said, it's about 20 minutes from Caitlin, so very convenient to practice and
hang out.
So we're all right around the same area. And,
yeah, we always like to say that our practices and our shows are really not work at all. We like to have so much fun. And it's funny because traveling with people you really sincerely like being around makes everything just so much better because we have been stuck in the car for hours upon hours and hours together. So it makes things for an interesting adventure.
We drove to Colorado and back.
Yeah.
And that was a very eventful trip.
Are we talking about a large vehicle that you all are moving around in, or is it a...
Well, we originally had a bus, and I recently decided to let her go, unfortunately. So we've been traveling either in some large SUV and a truck, and then we have a trailer that hauls all of our equipment. And then sometimes if we're having longer trips, we'll usually rent some type of like bus or something like that. So it just really depends, I think, on each venue and kind of where we're going.
But you've all gotten to know each other pretty well, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. me and Katie, we like to joke around a lot because I'm sure you ladies, you know what I'm talking about when I say this, but being with a bunch of guys for so long, it's kind of like...
Awesome. The best. The bee's knees.
The bee's knees.
Well, Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Yeah. Well, higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Baby, 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 you gonna set me on fire. My brain. Trouble, look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green eye melting jack. Cause I'm evil. My middle name is Misery. Well, I'm evil. So don't you mess around. Trouble, but I never ran. Don't take no orders from no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bones. If you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try this alone. Cause I'm evil. My won't you mess around with me? Trouble, you came the right place. If you're looking for trouble, look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a great army.
How about you, Katie? Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Eden, North Carolina.
This is Katie Griffin who is speaking.
Yes, sir. Katie Griffin from Eden, North Carolina, and that's down in like bluegrass country. I'm currently living in Johnson City and going to school.
Are you going to school at UTSU?
Yes, sir. I'm in the bluegrass program.
All right. Nice to meet you, Katie.
Nice to meet you, too.
Lovely fiddling. Earlier, when I was introducing you, I said, percussion, and I was kind of looking around to see what percussion, and you're sitting on it.
Right.
Yeah,
it's called a cajon.
The cajon. Yeah. So, Randy, tell us where you're from.
My name's Randy Nash. I'm from Piney Flats, Tennessee. I've been with Caitlin, gosh, 4.5 years, and it's been a ride. It's been a blessing.
It's really the sweetest one in the band, though, because
the only one that doesn't smell like socks.
Both Randy and Katie are doing background vocals. It sounds just terrific.
Well, I'm hell on heels, say what you will. I've done made the devil a deal. He made me pretty, he made me smart, and I'm gonna break me a million hearts. I'm hell on heels, baby, I'm coming for you. Got a high rise. and I'm gonna break me a million hearts. I'm hell on heels, baby, I'm coming for you. Well, I'm hell on heels, say what you will. I've done made the devil a deal. He made me pretty, he made me smart, and I'm gonna break me a million hearts. I'm hell on. Baby, I'm coming for you.
First of all, I think I'd like to know what Pound and Wise are like. What's that? You were talking about your middle school years. Mm-hmm. Were you in a teeny little school district, or is it fairly large?
Oh, it's small. We have about 1,000 people in our town. We have no red light, which is pretty awesome. That way we don't have to deal with any traffic, because nobody likes traffic, okay? Growing up in a small school and in just a small town in general, it's like everybody knows everybody, and you know, you're driving down the road and people are waving. With small towns, you deal with the whole everybody knows everything about your life, you feel like. I love living in Pound. I still go back there, you know, after I'm traveling, and I get home and can crash out, and it's just so silent and quiet there, and there's nothing, you know, no loud noises, no large amounts of traffic, and it's just super peaceful and beautiful.
And that's where your musical roots are, too.
It right? Most definitely is. I grew up in a coal mining town, mm-hmm. So my grandfather and my dad worked in the coal mines, and I always like to say that coal runs deep in my veins, as well as my family's. So I think that really has, like, molded my music into what it is today. And, you know, I grew up listening to so many different types of music. I grew up listening to bluegrass music. I grew up listening to old rock. And there's just, I think, really that's kind of what has made my music into what it is today.
Mama always told me, y'all stay out of trouble. You run it while he made you the queen of the jungle. Stay away from whiskey and fast hands, and don't fall for no smooth talk from a boy with a simple pan. But mama didn't know how the devil could look in jeans and leather, and mama never saw that new tattoo with my name in red letters. It's a whole heap of trouble.
said your grandpa and your dad both worked in the mines?
Mm-hmm.
And your dad still?
My dad does not work in the coal industry anymore. My grandfather retired from the coal mines, but my dad hated it. And he decided to get on out of there because it's a very hard, hard job. And I feel like if people really don't know much about coal mining, it's kind of hard to really appreciate it in a sense. So growing up firsthand and seeing it and just the side effects of health conditions and things like that, that it could have on people, you just really learn to respect the people that have sacrificed for their families to work in the mines.
Mm, indeed. I have images of my own that are maybe sort of cliche-type images of the coal miner. I'm sure there's all different kinds of work that gets done in the mines,
right,
including administrative work. I have an image of a person coming home, you know, exhausted with the hard hat and the darkened face.
That's exactly pretty much every person that works underground. That's what they look,
yeah,
like. They're covered in coal when they get out of there. Their face is black. Their hands are black. It's a very tough job, and my dad decided to get out of it just because he just wanted to find something else. In a way, though, he actually still is working within the coal industry, just in another way.
So where'd you get exposed to all the different kinds of music you grew up with?
Well, my dad used to be in a band back in the day, so
okay,
he was rocking it, and if he's watching the live stream, he'll probably be literally cracking up right now. But we have all these old videos of him playing all these old rock songs, and so hearing those songs, and also my family is super, super involved in music. My grandmother actually taught me how to play the guitar. We just grew up listening to a lot of bluegrass music at all of our family reunions and family get-togethers and things like that. So just all kinds of music, really.
Church play into it strong?
Oh,
or?
So strong, because that's how I started singing. I started singing around the age of 7 in church. I mean, just imagine this, guys. A little girl about yay tall, with small little glasses on and a paper, and just trembling at the knees, having the paper over my face, trying to sing as I went down to the river to pray. That was like the first time I remember actually ever singing in public for people.
She's always had a huge voice, though, because I remember she came and recorded her first demo when she was like 9 years old at my studio. I was just blown away. Like, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Even at a very young age, she had a very developed voice.
Standing near the same spot where I learned to swim, right there on that flat rock where Daddy said jump on in. He said I'm out here to get you and I won't let you drown. Well, take a big leap towards me and I'll catch you when you're coming down. Have a little faith, well, trust in yourself, don't be afraid to take another step. The first one's the hardest, then it's downhill from me. And have a little faith.
Have a little faith, yeah.
And jump right in, yeah.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Caitlin Baker, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Caitlin Baker after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.